In a country as diverse and as multicultural as Malaysia, the best thing that we as Malaysians can and in fact, should do, is come together in a place of mutual understanding between races and cultures. After all, harmony is key when it comes to creating a truly integrated nation. However, it seems that the ghost of Malaysia's racial divide continues to haunt us to this very day. This is especially notable in job vacancies and even property rental advertisements, with many employers and landlords often outlining their ideal candidates through a series of different criteria. I'm sure we've all heard the Mandarin speaker only requirement some employers have. Source, MGAG. Well, thanks to this incident that happened just recently, it turns out that this trend of hiring Malaysians based on their race seems to still be an issue that just refuses to die down. In an ad vacancy that was recently uploaded to a popular classified ad site in Malaysia. Source, WAB. In a listing that was supposed to advertise a vacancy for the role of a property agent, the details of the listing sound to be pretty normal. From the talk of workplace training being provided to flexible working hours, all they need you to have is a minimum SPM certificate, your own transport, and to be computer literate. Oh, you also need to be either Malay or Chinese, because no Indian. So, does being Indian have anything to do with selling property? We also dunno. But apparently it is incredibly crucial that you must be either Malay or Chinese in order to successfully sell property. What do you guys think? Is there any sort of benefit to being Chinese or Malay when selling property? Or is this just another blatant case of racism at work, again? Also read, this woman is TV2's first ever Malay anchor working on its Mandarin news program. You have reached the end of this story.